Everybody, Andy here again. Well, I'm out in the countryside today, as you might be able to see by the GPS location. Actually, in one of my favourite spots, doing one of my favourite walks, actually. I've driven out to the town of Winchelsea, which is a few miles away from me. And then I do this little walk, which you may have seen on videos that I've done in the past, and certainly photographs and that as well, where I walk out down into the valley, then back up the other side, through some apple orchards, which I've just done, and now I'm on the top of the hill looking down at the English Channel to pet level, where I was a couple of weeks ago when I did a couple of boos down on the beach down there. And I described the scene, and I described what I've seen today, because that scene is still playing out in front of me. Obviously, the English Channel, I can see the ships over to the left. You've got the Dungeness Nuclear Power Station. Doesn't sound that great, I know, but it's quite an iconic landmark over there. I can see the sands of Camber Sands, the wind farm out towards Rye, Rye over in the distance towards the left. And to my right, as I turn back, apart from a brand new field of sweet corn, maize, call it what you will, which I've never seen before. And just over the hill there is the windmill, Mr. McCartney's windmill, which I've just walked past. Nobody about today, there was a car there, but no windows open, no music playing, which I have heard in the past, so maybe there's nobody at home. I also come through the apple orchards there, and it amazes me, every single year I come through there, and there's always loads of apples sitting around. It's getting towards the end of the season now, so all the apples have been picked as far as the farm's concerned, but there's still loads of them about, so I've liberated a few, shall we say, and absolutely gorgeous they are as well. And come past the 12th century church there as well. I think part of the church is actually Norman at Icklesham in the valley, and quite amazing coming up through the valley. You've got so many sheep around because it's absolutely bright green here. I've taken some photos, hopefully you might be able to see some of them and get some idea of what the scenery is like, because I was thinking coming along here, isn't it great? It's one of those places you'd love to bring people to show them, because it's such a nice area. And down in the valley, I was sort of going past all these sheep, which is this area is certainly known for. This is like the beginning of Romney Marsh, this type of area here. Very well known for its sheep and its lamb. And the farmers are out there, the shepherds, with their sheepdogs on their little quad bikes, shepherding all the sheep into what they've got, a big sheep wash and a pen there. And it's quite amazing watching them. You don't often see sheepdogs actually doing their stuff nowadays, doing what they're trained, you know, using the old wolf that whistles to get them to shepherd the sheep around. And I don't think I've ever actually seen it in real life, so to speak. And also amazing, the farmers on their quad bikes doing the sheepdog's work as well. And on one of the quad bikes, the sheepdog was sitting on the side with the farmer as well. Quite interesting, quite amazing to watch that was as well. And it's just a lovely area. It's a beautiful day. I did a boo the other week about the last day of summer, but we seem to have got what they call an Indian summer for a few days anyway. So it was just a time to come out, a time to experience what's out here. And as I've said recently, I've now got an opportunity to do that, and there's one of no better places to come than this, because it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to have a sit down on the top. There's a little Second World War pillbox just up around the corner, which is the place that I've sat before. A nice little seat there, and I think I should sit and enjoy the view. Anyway, I'm going to leave you sweating, maybe sitting there and thinking, oh, I wish I was there. And in some ways, I wish you were here as well. It'd be great to share this view, as I said earlier on. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon, no doubt. Goodbye.